In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
The Pharisee in today's story gets a lot of bad press. He's called prideful, arrogant, judgy, self-righteous, you name it. But assuming we can take him at his word, this Pharisee leads an upright life. He doesn't extort money from anyone. He's fair and just. He's faithful to his wife. He's disciplined with his fasting. He's generous with his offerings. 10% of everything he gets is donated back to God. He does good deeds and avoids bad deeds. And he goes to the temple and thanks God for it. So what's the problem? Now, some might try to nail him for itemizing his accomplishments in the presence of the divine. But this week, someone brought to my attention an interesting tidbit. Just last Sunday, we read the story of Zacchaeus, a bad dude who repented and found the light. Now, remember, when Zacchaeus repents, he announces for everyone to hear. He says, "Look, Lord, look. I'm giving half my wealth to the poor, and anyone I've defrauded, I'll restore it at a rate of 400% interest." Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and the people and declared the good he was about to do. And here Jesus praises him, says salvation has come to his house. But when the Pharisee stood before the Lord and the people and declared all the good that he had done, Jesus condemns the behavior, calling it unjustified. Very similar behavior. Why the different reaction? Well, the same behaviors can have vastly different motivations behind them, right? If I point out an error that you made because I like seeing you fail, that's a far cry from pointing out an error so that you can grow and so you can master what you're attempting. Two very different motivations. That's a more obvious example. And something similar, but more subtle, is going on between Zacchaeus and today's Pharisee. And that difference is the distinction between self-observation and self-evaluation. What do I mean by that? Well, let's look at the Pharisee first. The Pharisee is correct that his deeds followed the Old Testament law. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery, fast twice a week, tithe on your income. All of this is objectively observable. The Pharisee's problem, and it's a big problem, is that he follows this observation with self-evaluation. Laying out observable deeds, no problem. But then he judges himself and in a very positive way based on these deeds. I do good deeds and I am above other men. It's not the observation of deeds that gets him in trouble. It's the judging. It's the self-evaluation which leads him to this pride and arrogance we mentioned at the beginning. Judging anyone, including myself, is above my pay grade. I am not qualified to do that. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he addresses how some people there were judging him. In the passage that Val read for us today, Paul says, "Your judgments of me are a tiny thing." In fact, he says, "I don't even judge myself. Only the Lord judges me." Self-judgment, self-evaluation is faulty because I am not qualified to do that at all. And that's why Paul says, I don't even dare judge myself. So what's Zacchaeus doing differently when he announces that he's giving half his goods to the poor and restoring four times the amount that he's defrauded anyone? Well, for Zacchaeus, this is a self-observation, not a self-evaluation. Without judgment, without evaluating it, Zacchaeus is simply stating. He doesn't think he's wonderful because of it. In fact, he's not evaluating himself at all, good or bad. He's just declaring what he's going to do. Here, this is it. Anyone here ever catch yourself judging somebody in your head? Ever do that? Making evaluations based on a few details that you see or hear or read about someone? And then you catch yourself judging. And you say to yourself, I can't believe I'm being judgy again. I gotta stop that horrible habit. And then 3 minutes later, or 3 seconds later, you get judgy again. Why does this happen? Why doesn't judging my judginess work? Well, because I can't fight judging with more judging, right? It's like trying to fight fire with gasoline. I'm judging someone, and then I judge myself for judging them. I haven't stopped judging. I've just changed my target. And remember, St. Paul teaches that me judging myself is detrimental to my spiritual life. I do not even judge myself, he says. Only the Lord judges. The antidote for judginess is not judging myself. The antidote to judginess is neutral observation. Something more like this. Oh, I was just judging that person. What do you know? Totally a neutral observation without the attached evaluation. And the beauty is, the miracle is, when I use neutral observation for my inner spiritual life, my undesirable thoughts fade rather than get fed. Try this. And because neutral observation really works. If every time I catch myself being judgy, I just say, that was judgy. What do you know? I don't give my judginess new fuel. I don't give the fire gasoline. And neutral observation works with every internal struggle. If I'm really angry at someone for whatever reason, justified or not, if I'm really angry and I say to myself, well, would you look at that? I'm angry at them. That's some strong energy in there I'm feeling. If I say that to myself, I'm just observing. And I don't give the anger additional and unnecessary fuel. And notice I'm not evaluating myself in these scenarios. I'm not trying to usurp God's job or denigrate myself. I'm not trying to do something I'm neither qualified nor competent to do. I'm just observing facts. And now neutral observation doesn't just work with so-called negative things like judginess or anger. It works with positive things too. If I shovel my neighbor's walkway and it makes me feel good inside, I can say, well, now their walk is clean, and I feel great about it. They are simply observable facts. What I avoid doing is evaluating myself. See how wonderful I am for shoveling my neighbor's walkway. Much more thoughtful than the rest of the neighborhood, right? Self-evaluation is not my job, and it doesn't work anyway. Self-observation is my job, and it is the key tool to spiritual growth. Today's Pharisee, good deeds are not his problem. Even being aware of them is not a problem. His problem was self-evaluation, which puffed him up with pride. He should have taken a page from Zacchaeus, who saw his own deeds without judgment, without evaluation, laid them bare, and simply stated them with neutral observation. Amen.